The Reserve Bank's third quarter bulletin published in December showed a significant deterioration in year-on-year growth in the value of new mortgage loans granted compared to the previous quarter, with the rate moving strongly into negative territory. So FNB property strategist John Luce says he expects mortgage loan take-up in 2019 to start off on a weak footing. For more on this, we chat to John Luce, who's on the line. So John, what exactly did the Saab quarterly bulletin tell us about mortgage loans in the residential sector?
Well, the Saab quarterly bulletin has a section with new mortgage lending, which is quite interesting. Not the BA 900s where they show the total book, which moves very slowly, but more how many, or the value of new loans granted and new loans paid out and so on. The total figure, residential, commercial and farms together, minus 15.91% in the third quarter of 2018, year on year down. That's from the previous quarter's 6.8%. All three categories being in year-on-year decline, but obviously farms being a tiny part of that, the main two being residential and then commercial. So, the overall picture, very weak, weakening, probably not surprising if one looks at the Saab's leading indicator that often correlates with this, and the leading business cycle indicators year-on-year growth has also been slowing, which suggests a slowing pace of business cycle or slowing pace of economy in the near term. So this is where the mortgage lending environment is at the moment.
Yeah. So when you disaggregate the data, what did you see in terms of what was happening with the residential sector vis-a-vis the commercial?
Yeah, the residential not so far down, minus 3.01% year on year. Commercial more significant, minus 32.02%. So commercial growth has been slowing for two quarters now. For the residential, that was the first slowing quarter. So the residential seems to have held up better. That's possibly because the commercial segment, I think, is more economy sensitive. Mm. The residential one more interest rate sensitive. And by the third quarter of last year, interest rates hadn't moved up or done anything yet. So I think residential is often a bit slower to move when interest rates don't move, even if the economy is very weak. But commercial can weaken more significantly if there are signs.
Yeah. When we look closely at commercial, at that decline of 32%, what do you read into it? Does this mean that, you know, people are not investing in their businesses or they're just staying put? There's no new business? What do you read into it?
Well, yeah, I mean, yeah, I think it's a reflection of what we've seen in other commercial property data. If you look at the IPD's half-yearly data last year, you saw a noticeable rise in office vacancy rates, noticeable rise in retail vacancy rates, and not so much in the industrial yet, but in those other two. That in turn is a reflection of what we've seen in recent years, more pressure on the consumer financially, which negatively impacts on the growth in the retail sector. A generally stagnant economy with a lack of new job creation and a lack of new demand for space for offices. So that's it, rising vacancy rates. With it, rentals come under pressure. Total returns on commercial property have weakened in recent years. And, you know, that leads to less demand or less investment in commercial property, either in the existing one or in terms of new property, in other words, building property.
Yeah, and the same applies, I suppose, in your report. You talk about vacant land and building construction demand for loans also declining.
Yes. So if you look at the demand for vacant land hadn't declined not demand for vacant land. I suppose this is a reflection of it, but the value of new loans granted for vacant land declined by 11.4%. That wasn't extreme yet, but I think that suggests that there's probably less planning in future. If you're buying up less vacant land, you're probably planning less development in future. Right now, or right at the third quarter, the value of loans granted for construction declined by 28% versus the value of loans granted on existing buildings minus 14.38%. So the construction sector, I think we know that from our building confidence indices, already very, very weak.
Yeah.
The pipeline of new business there showing to be very weak, and that's coming through into a very weak mortgage lending sector for new construction.
Yeah, of course, some of the issues that you're alluding to, they can't be solved overnight by the click of a finger. But of course, there is an expectation that we're going to see improved economic growth this year relative to last year. And it's not really going to be shooting the lights out. And given the correlation between economic growth and this data that we're discussing, do you expect that we're going to see an uplift at all in terms of the new loans that are dispensed this year?
I'm not convinced we'll see anything significant. I think in the second half of the year, you know, you're creating a low growth base now because of this decline late in late last year. So when you measure year-on-year growth this year, you might well find that the first half of the year is in decline. And then off a lower base in the second half of last year, you calculate year-on-year, and there might be some growth in the second half of this year. But, you know, all in all, I'm not convinced for the year as a whole, this year's new mortgage lending will be higher than last year's mortgage lending as a whole. And the reason is that although there is an expectation that our expectation, 1.4% GDP growth versus about 0.7% last year. Other economic commentators are in a similar ballpark, I think, not far from, you know, sort of between 1 and 1.5 for economic growth. That's not likely in the commercial sector to increase demand for commercial property to such an extent that you'd mop up the vacant space. So, and reduce vacancy rates and, you know, sort of increase demand for new buildings or make the property a more exciting investment just yet. And on the residential side too, that sort of improvement in economic growth doesn't do a heck of a lot to job creation and disposable income growth and create massive new demand for residential property. So, you know, I think for the year as a whole, if the quarters go by, yes, because you create a lower base last year through decline, you might see a return to some sort of year-on-year growth in the second half of this year. But when you take the whole year as a whole, what got paid out or what got granted this year or paid out versus last year, I'm not convinced that it'll be higher than last year's.
Mm. You did touch on it, but interest rates, we did see the Reserve Bank tick up interest rates the last time they made a decision. They're making a decision come this Thursday. But, I mean, what's your feeling about the interest rate trajectory for this year? And to a degree, I suppose their hand will be less forced given the fact that the US Fed seems to be quietening down in terms of interest rates there.
Yes, look, at the moment, we don't think they'll do anything. I'm talking about this week's meeting. They'll just leave it unchanged. Mm. Although CPI inflation has ticked up to 5.2%, which is near to the upper target's limit, one looks at year-on-year petrol price change, and that's come off quite significantly with oil prices softening a few, you know, a month or two ago. And so that petrol price impact on CPI in the coming months, CPIs will probably decline significantly and possibly even bring CPI down temporarily. But moving out towards later in the year, we think that upward trajectory in CPI inflation will resume and possibly another rate hike in the second half of this year. But a very slow-moving Reserve Bank. At the moment, there's not meaningful pressure on them to hike interest rates.
Mm. And how does this overall picture that we've discussed, how does it affect the banks, you know, houses like FNB, you know, if their mortgage book is not growing?
Well, it's a tough one because although the mortgage books aren't growing, what you often find is that the markets, you know, especially residential, is more rational in tough times. You know, lenders and borrowers alike are wary, so they're not making silly decisions. Mm. And the market's not getting overly competitive and priced at a level where you can't make profits and so on. You know, everybody's cautious of the risks that exist. When you get into a bubble situation, you know, a real boom bubble situation like pre-2008, the market can be so badly priced for mortgage lenders because of the extreme competition levels and, you know, and this almost madness in the market that it becomes difficult to make money. So, you know, the last decade of mediocre to poor economic growth and a market that sees many risks means that, you know, everybody's making good decisions. Well, not everybody's making good decisions, but, you know, the market is rational. And when the market is rational, people can be profitable. But from that point of view, it's good. But, you know, if you're looking for growth, if you're looking for dramatic growth in your mortgage books or to be difficult to find.
That was John Luce, he's property sector strategist at FNB Commercial Property Finance.